Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome back once again to Free Inside. I'm Brother Bulla, a man of God blessed to bring you the word of God tonight. We're so fortunate this evening once again to have Pastor Scott Sonoda with us, senior pastor at our regional church at Wahiwa. That's 300 Wilikina Drive. We call it the Free Inside Church. In fact, I'm going to ask Pastor Scott if he could open us up in prayer this evening.
Thank you, Bull. It's a pleasure to be here. Let us pray. Father God, Lord, we love you and we thank you, Father, for the breath of life, Lord. We thank you in the good and in the bad, for we know that you are the God who sits on the throne, that nothing ever gets out of control in your hands, that you have a plan and a purpose in the good and the bad of our lives. And so, Father, we just ask that you join us right now and you be in our hearts and be in our conversation. Bless the people that are listening. Touch their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, time permitting, we would like to have Pastor Scott with us on a weekly basis so we can keep abreast of the developments in the prison ministry and what's going on, but also so that he's able to share his heart. Last week, you were able to hear in our two segments of Pastor Scott going from drug dealing to spiritual healing on his walk with the Lord to where he is a senior pastor at the Wahiwa First Assembly of God Church, where we call it the Free Inside Church. Now, Pastor Scott, just this last weekend, about a week and a half ago or so, we had a wonderful time at Halava. Can you share with our listeners out there? And once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in and give a shout out to our brothers out at Waiava, Halava, OCCC, FDC, Saguaro, if you're tuning in, and also to our sisters out there at WCCC. Pastor Scott, what happened this past Saturday?
Well, you were there, Bulla, and you know, it never stops to amaze me to see God's hand move. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't even know if we're going to get in, right, Bulla? Amen. I mean, up to the minute. I mean, if they have lockdown, you know, we get turned away, and that's happened to us several times. But we go there expecting, as we can always do that when we meet the presence of God there. And, you know, every other month, at the first Saturday of each month, the Free Inside Prison Ministry has a privilege of being invited in to do gym chapel to 200 inmates at a time in their chapel. And their gymnasium, which is, of course, their chapel. But, you know, we bring in, you know, volunteers that are going to the prisons with us. But we also bring in people that haven't.
Well, you know, I think we're so blessed this past weekend. We were able... You know, it's just a joy, and I think, you know, Papa upstairs is smiling when the body of Christ is able to come together in one spirit, one heart, and one accord, one church serving one God. You know, we're so blessed to have Pastor George Cadena and his team come with us. He had four of his brothers with us, and we also had Pastor Vance Teixeira from Solid Rock Church out in Kaka'ako. Shout out to Vance's dad, Pastor Tex, over there out in Kona, Solid Rock Ministries. But we're able to come together, and when we're able to bring different churches together with the same message that God loves you, I think that's really powerful. Scott, why don't you share when, I think I had played that song last week, The Healing Has Begun. Such a powerful, powerful interpretive dance that these men did. And I don't think when you're in Halava or OCCC, you have the opportunity for a lot of entertainment or live entertainment. But we had our brothers from Life Church Kailua and the Apostle Greg Hood come and just share with their heart and tell me what you think, what you remember the reaction of the men when they saw these brothers up there in front of them.
Well, all I can remember that is I was being blessed. So I know that these gentlemen were being blessed also. But, you know, the love of God is what something that you cannot see, but you cannot deny. You know, you could just sense God's love being poured out to those inmates and to us too, you know. And so it was an unexplainable moment. But, you know, I do remember during a two-minute song when they were dancing, I think there was at least five times that they stopped to clap and give applause, you know.
You know, that song, in fact, I'll share that with our listeners this evening because that's how powerful I believe this song is. It's "Oh, the Healing Has Begun." I think it's by Matthew West. And it says, "You have carried the weight of your secret way too long, thinking if there's a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. Just let them fall, let them fall. The healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today is the day, yeah, today is the day that the healing has begun. There's a world full of people dying from broken hearts, holding on to guilt, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Yeah, they're the proof. The healing has begun." You know, Pastor Scott, like we always tell our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, you don't have to be behind those walls to be locked up. And this song applies to a lot more people on the outside than it does to the inside. We also had Pastor Vance Teixeira. And do you remember his reaction? He was playing the bass with us, and I just looked at him a few times. Did you have a chance to see Vance that night?
Yeah, I did. I was just observing, and I think he was a little overwhelmed. And from what I heard is that he approached our drummer and said, "Man, amazing, amazing what happened tonight," you know. So,
well, you know, I think a lot of times, in fact, that's how my wife Lynette and I got involved in the prison ministry, was you had asked us, unbeknownst to us, to help. So we thought we would come in and help. Maybe I would carry a drum and Lynn would carry a guitar and clap our hands and praise the Lord and stand in the back and observe everyone. But your definition of help, Pastor Scott, goes far beyond carrying any musical instrument into a gymnasium. I think after we carried the instruments in and as we began the praise and worship concert, it's at that point where you gave us each a microphone and said, "Now sing." Well, I didn't see that in the contract, and although I have a face for radio, I don't sing very well, but Lord willing, the God blessed us that night, and life has not been the same since. And I think the thing that sticks to my mind is just the passion, and it's just, you know, looking across the gymnasium floor, seeing men that are broken, seeing men that are trying to be prideful, and then seeing others that are just lost, and it's just knowing in your heart that they need Jesus. Now, Pastor Scott, in your testimony, you shared with us how it was being locked up. Did you have an opportunity? Were there people that came to visit from a church or an organization that you can remember while you were behind bars, Pastor?
You know, there were, Bulla, but not enough, Bulla. You know, as the Lord spoke to me, as I spoke to you and Lynette very often, is that the Lord revealed to me as he spoke in my spirit. He said, "Scott, the prison ministry is the ripest harvest field there is out there." And I'm not talking about just in the state of Hawaii. I'm talking about everywhere, because you would think that prisons would be the hardest place to portray the gospel to the lost, but it's actually the exact opposite, Bulla. You and I know that these people are looking for an answer, and we have the answer in the personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
You know, I think one of the things that we learned over the years being in the prison ministry is the way we limit God is the way we limit God. And, you know, his thoughts are not our thoughts. And, you know, the more we try and just to get out of the way and let God do his will through us, boy, the blessings are just incredible. You know, we had mentioned some numbers last year that even when I was speaking to a young lady from Chicago involved with a ministry over there, she cannot believe the amount of services, the amount of inmates that we've been able to touch, the salvations. But you see, we look at that through our human eyes. And I think that our Heavenly Father is just shrugging his shoulders saying, that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, because no matter where we're at, no matter what facility or what group of men or sisters we're talking to, they all need Jesus. That's the common denominator. And like you explained to them, Pastor Scott, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Why do you think that is, Pastor? Why do you think there's so much reluctance to those that are there, but they're not really there? They just, I don't know, they just don't want to take that last step. What, do you have any insight on that, Pastor?
You know, Bulla, there's many reasons, but, you know, the Bible says, if anyone wants to follow after me, Christ said, he must deny himself. And, you know, Bulla, it's hard to deny self. We come into this world, sinful nature, selfish, self-centered, only caring about me, myself, and I. And that's not the way of the cross. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, if you want to be first in my kingdom, you must be the last. In fact, he said, I didn't come, although he was the King of Kings, he said, I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. So the kingdom principles are totally opposite of the world. You don't put yourself first in line. You don't take what you can get from people. You give. You give and you keep giving. You keep loving and you love until others are ready to love themselves.
You know what I appreciate? If you're just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God. Tonight we're so fortunate to have Pastor Scott Sonoda, senior pastor at First Assembly of God Wahiawa, the Free Inside Church. You know, Pastor Scott, we've been talking for the past few minutes about those that are incarcerated and being a ripe, ripe harvest field. But you and I both know you don't have to be incarcerated to be ripe. You don't have to be incarcerated to be lost. I know a lot of people who I call functionally lost people out in the workplace. They're just going through everyday drudgery. They say they, you know, I was just talking to a brother the other day, and I said, you need to seek God first. He didn't have time. He's got to pay the bills, got to pay the rent, got to pay the gas bill, put grocery on the tables, you got to take care of the kids' school. He's so busy, he doesn't have time for God. What would be something you would say to someone who says, Pastor, I hear you, but too busy. Not now, Pastor. Cannot. What would you tell to some brother like that?
Boy, Bulla, I could say a lot of things. But, you know, everyone is different. But, you know, I call that what you were just describing is the walking dead. Mm-hmm. Because you and I both know that we were breathing, we were living, we weren't physically dead. But inside, we were spiritually dead. We had no hope. We had no future. Our life was upside down. You know, we didn't know which way was, you know, right or left. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's just that God made us, Bulla. God made us in his own image. And when we came into the world, there was something missing. That's the way he made us. He made us missing one cylinder short of being whole. And that hole, that one last plug, was a personal relationship with his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. You know, it's just like you're talking about. We get so busy, you know, in life. And, you know, someone once told me that the word busy, if you look at the letters B-U-S-Y, now everybody's busy, but someone translated it in a way that has, till today, stuck so near and dear to my heart. And I always think about it because a lot of times we find we train our kids to be busy, where sitting down and being bored is not a good thing. I think being bored is a great thing because that means you have to use your mind to imagine things and to create things. Everything's not a remote control society. But that word busy, the connotation to that, B-U-S-Y, someone said it is bondage under Satan's yoke. You have to take a breath with that and take a step back and say, wow, I was too busy for God. You know, and all the Lord wants from us is he just wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to talk with him. The only way you can have a relationship with someone is to have a conversation. Now, Pastor Scott, I know many times in prison, one of the biggest reluctance or the biggest factors of people having a relationship with God, they say they don't know how to what? Pray. And what would you say to someone who's sitting on the edge of their bed right now in Halaba and he's got nowhere to turn, he's at the end of his rope, and we're telling him in chapel service and we're telling him at Bible study, we say, brother, just open your mouth. Just talk to God. Just pray. But, you know, discouragement is the biggest tool of the enemy. How can we reach out to that brother tonight or that sister tonight who's just afraid to pray? What would be something that would help them break through that resistance?
Well, Bulla, we know that the definition of prayer is a conversation with God.
Mm-hmm.
We all know how to talk. But the most reassuring thing is that the God's word, the truth, says that God doesn't look at the outward. He looks at a man's heart. And so what happens is the Bible says that even before our words roll off our tongue, the Lord already knows what's in our heart. Bullet, you and I have been there at times together even where we cannot even say a word because we are in so much pain, you know, from the trials of everyday life, which are not immune to Christians, you know.
Amen.
And we just cry, but we can, you and I know that although we cannot even say a word, that God knows what's in every tear that falls off our cheek. He knows what's in our heart. And we can assure that if we just even cry, he says, I understand. I understand.
You know, I had mentioned last week in one of our programs, Jeremiah 29:11 is our anchor verse for the prison ministry. It's the cornerstone that holds it all together because Jeremiah 29:11 applies to anyone and everyone. You don't have to be locked up. You don't have to be incarcerated. You don't have to be behind bars to have the word of God apply to you in your life today. In Jeremiah 29:11, and it goes to verse 12 and 13, and that's how we wrap things up because that puts the package with the bow right there. Because everyone knows Jeremiah 29:11, and I wanted to share that with our beloved tonight. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity. Hallelujah. The reason I love that verse is the Lord is promising us something. When he says the word will, that is a direct statement. That is a directive. That is a conscious choice. He will. So when he says we need to do a few things, we need to follow a few conditions. Condition number one, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. Like Pastor Scott just says, we need to talk story with God. We need to open up our mouths. We need to just say, God, I'm having a bad day. I don't know what's going on in my module, but things aren't right now. I'm going to give it to you, God. Or if you're on the outside and your loved one is incarcerated, just say, God, I need help. The kids are driving me nuts today. I just don't know. I need your patience, Lord. You see, the Lord wants us to ask him for help. It's just like when we're raising our kids. In fact, Pastor Scott and I both have grown children. We know they need to borrow money, but they don't want to ask us, right? And we know they need 20
bucks. My son asked me anyway, bro.
He must have your wife's blood in him. But anyway. But you know, it's just like they're jonesing to ask you for money, but you know they don't want to ask you. And then they're waiting for you to offer. And meanwhile, we're saying, why am I going to offer? You got to grovel a little bit. But we want to give them, but we want to show them that it has value, that there's worth. It's not just something we're going to give you because it's there. It's because you have a need, and I am your parent. I am your father. I'm going to satisfy the need because you have come to me and asked me for that.
Amen.
Boy, that just sounds like a relationship God wants with us, doesn't it, Pastor?
Exactly. You know, Bulla, the Lord says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, the Lord wants us just like a father, just like a little child when it falls down. It cries, it reaches out. Crying daddy, mm-hmm. And he's waiting, you know, for the daddy to come pick her up.
Yes, amen.
And that's the Lord. And the Lord says, come unto me if you're weary and heavy laden, and you can find rest in his arms.
I know that would apply to just about everyone I know. There always comes a time in our life, in our busy schedule, where you just get overwhelmed, where it's like a big wave keeps coming over you and over you, and you just don't know where to turn. And like you said, come to me and I'll give you, what did you say, Pastor?
Rest.
Rest. I think there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people that we call the walking dead. They don't need rest. They need Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because they may be getting sleep, but they're not getting rest.
Mm,
you know, it's something point. About the, they don't have the peace that surpasses all
Amen.
Understanding.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, the peace. It doesn't mean that life gets easier. It's right. Just you have the peace. You can be going through trials and tribulations, but if you have the joy of the Lord, if you have the peace that surpasses all understanding, it doesn't mean life gets better. It just means that life will become more bearable. And I know, Pastor Scott, in your life, you've had some trials and tribulations, but explain that peace to someone who can't fathom that right now tonight.
Okay. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, let your requests be made known unto God. And it says, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and mind. Now, let me tell you what that peace that surpasses understanding. This is not the world peace.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a human peace. This is a supernatural peace that only comes from the heart of God, where, Bulla, in the midst of a storm, you feel like you're okay. Like you've got the anchor.
Glory.
You're not the boat. You're not the boat without an anchor.
That's right.
You know, in the midst of not knowing where that $20 or $50 is going to come from, that if you don't come up with it, you're going to get evicted. You know, not in the confidence of yourself, but in the confidence that your God is going to supply all your needs, that you can sleep good at night saying, you know what? I don't know where it's going to come from, but I can sleep good because my God will supply all my needs. See, it's a peace that surpasses all comprehension that you don't know why in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a broken relationship, abusive relationship, a spouse incarcerated,
that's right,
children running amok,
yep,
somehow you just feel the peace that you cannot describe.
Well, no matter what happens here, we know that God is still in control. But, you know, a lot of times our brothers that speak to us that are incarcerated, they say, I just don't know. I don't know. They seem like they just have a lack of knowledge, you know, and they just don't know which way to turn. And that's why I love James 1:5. And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and he will be given to him. But I like to use that in the Jesus book because that's a little bit easier for some of my brothers to understand. And when we share the word of God, it's an encouraging word. It's not a discouraging word. Discouragement is a tool of the devil. We like to encourage people. So if we use the Jesus book or the Pigeon Bible and they are able to grasp what the Lord is trying to tell them, hallelujah, we're making progress. But in the Jesus book, James 1:5 reads, if one of you guys don't know what to do, ask God for help. Forgive you the smarts you need. He's not going to give you guys hard time. He's going to help you guys. God give plenty to everybody, you know. And I love that. He's not going to give you guys hard time. He's going to help you guys. You're already guaranteed to get help from your Heavenly Father. You know, I think, Pastor Scott, one thing we can leave with our beloved is just the fact that just to open their mouths and have a conversation with Jesus. And like I always tell them, it's like Body by Jesus. It's a 90-day program. You start conversing with God, and after 90 days, if your life isn't better, don't worry, the devil will take you back. But it's just, you got to start somewhere. Because what's the definition of insanity, Pastor Scott?
It's doing the same things over and over again, but expecting different results.
So sitting there in the module, doing nothing, watching TV, reading the newspaper, but thinking you're going to be a changed person when you come out of that cell, is that really going to be possible?
Not at all.
That's insanity.
That's insanity.
That's insanity. Yeah. Sometimes drastic.
Change is good.
Yeah, drastic results need drastic changes, you know, and it's just if we tell our beloved there that these next years are their best years because it's a time to learn how to put on the full armor of God before they leave the facility, because once they leave that facility and the door hits them on their backside, life is going to hit them like a thunder shower. It's going to hit them like a hurricane, and if they're not girded up and guarded up, they're going to get eaten up by the enemy. Pastor Scott, we're going to be closing here real shortly, but I just wanted you have an encouraging word that you want to share with our beloved as we begin to close tonight?
Yes, I do. You know, Bulla, I always say in our Free Inside Church in Wahiawa every Sunday morning at 8 and 10:15 is that, you know, when you come to God, come expecting, you know, because God is the healer. He's the miracle worker. He does the impossible. So when you come to God, you can come expecting, knowing that he knows your needs.
Well, you know, when they come to our church, the Free Inside Church at Wahiawa, what I love about that is when you go to Safeway, you expect to see groceries. When you go to Sports Authority, you expect to find sporting equipment. When you go to the stadium, you expect to see a football game. When you come to church, expect to see God. Expect to see the Holy Spirit. Pray with expectancy, because he said, if you pray and ask for it, I shall give it to you. And I think that's one of the challenges. People, when they go to church on Sundays, they think that church is in that building on Sunday. Pastor Scott, you and I both know we're not going to go to church. We're going to be the church. We're going to take the good news out to those that need to hear the word of Jesus.
That's the word.
And you see, Sunday is a celebration of the victories we've had in the battlefield Monday through Saturday. Amen. Sunday is just a time to celebrate all the glorious victories we've been able to experience by the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. But too many times than not, I see people just sitting in church on Sunday and doing whatever they do Monday to Saturday. To me, it's like, Sunday, let's celebrate the victories and strap it up because Monday's coming quick. Amen. Pastor Scott, we got about a minute. Can you close us in prayer tonight?
Hallelujah. I'd love to, Bulla. And this prayer is for all you listeners out there, all you men and women in your cells. Would you bow your heads with me as I close in prayer? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity where we can bring hope into the homes and into the cells. Father, your love cannot be held back. No walls, no bars, no chains, no barbed wire, razor wire, miles across the ocean can separate you from the love of God. And Lord, we thank you, Father, that your love is just unconditional, that you came for the wounded. You said the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those whose spirits are crushed. And Lord, I pray for that woman and that man, Father, whose spirits are crushed, where there's no hope. We know that you are the answer. When we come to the end of ourself, that's where we find you. You're like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And Lord, I just pray that those listeners out there who do not know you as their Lord and Savior will accept you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry. See you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.